Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is one of those what-would-you-do things. What-would-you-do kind of moments. I've been to, in my career, at least 1,000. No exaggeration, at least 1,000 fires. Tall buildings, short buildings, brush fires, car fires, you name it. I've seen a lot of horrifying scenes where families died in fires, and where firefighters were hurt, and in some cases killed. It's dangerous work. It's a dangerous scenario. Scenario like that set up last night in Washington County, and it could have been ugly, but it wasn't. Yeah, there's a lot of damage to the house. Yeah. But at the end of the day, the truth is that lives were saved. And that's why I'm digging this story. Because when I got this news this morning that this had happened, I was very, very concerned that a lot of folks could have been killed in this fire. And instead, a lot of folks were saved in this fire in Bentleyville. And a lot of that has to do with a young man who said, I got to do this. I love this thought process. I love the thinking. I love the reaction. Most of us wait for someone else to do something. This young man did something, and it's just cool. Fallon, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. What about you?
You had a very interesting night, right?
Yeah.
Fallon O'Regan. It's a fabulous Irish name, my man.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Fallon O'Regan. My grandparents are from Ireland. I love Irish kids and Irish names. So you're 17. You live in Bentleyville, right?
Yep.
All right, so I'll let you take it from there. Kind of lay it out for us what happened last night, Fallon.
So I was about to go to bed around like 12:50, somewhere around there. And I look out my front door where I have my porch. And I just see the porch. So I just walk out my room, go to the front, open the door, and I just get engulfed by a flame. I close my door, and I just run, grab my phone, grab anything I can, which is my wallet. That's about it. And I just went through the back window. I was the first one to get out. I was the first one to actually see it. And I just tried to help out.
Try to help out. So you see these flames, which is insane. You get your stuff, which is insane. You're probably freaking out, which is insane. But then you did something that most people wouldn't do. Tell our listeners what you grabbed, my man. What you grabbed.
I went to the side of my house where we have a trampoline. And I pulled that with the help of my neighbor. And we put it up next to the second story windows so they can jump out without hurting themselves. But one person jumped and broke their leg, but it's better than nothing.
And that's amazing, though. Can I ask a stupid question? How the hell did you even think that, man? I mean, in that moment, it's kind of fight or flight, would you say? And so what crosses your mind to think, man, I got to use the trampoline? What was that?
Honestly, I don't know. I think it was just the wording from whenever my neighbor said, why don't we grab a blanket and try? I just thought of a bigger blanket. And that was the trampoline.
It's amazing, man. Now, how many people jumped? Was it a second story window? What was it, man?
It was a second story window.
And how many people jumped out?
Two dogs, two kids, and two adults.
Wow. So what, Fallon? They threw the dogs onto the trampoline?
Yeah, they threw them off first. We got the dogs off, and then they jumped on.
Are you standing there kind of thinking this is surreal?
Yeah. I didn't think it was actually happening.
It's amazing, man. And Fallon, the entire time, you must have been choking on smoke and flames and that sort of thing, right?
Not really. Just I couldn't just stand the flames. They just made my mind go crazy.
Man, 17 years old. Hey, stupid question. Did the dogs bounce or were they big dogs?
They were Australian Shepherds, so they didn't really bounce.
Okay, so the dogs get off, and then the adults came out? A man or woman, what happened?
I believe it was the kids first, and then it was wife, which was the one with the broken leg after impact. She fell wrong. And then after that was the father, and he hurt his leg.
Bam. Fallon O'Regan, 17-year-old. This happened in Bentleyville last night about 1 in the morning. Is that your mom there with you?
Yeah.
Was she watching this too?
She wasn't there until after everything was controlled by the fire.
Let me talk to mom real quick. Let me talk to mom real quick.
Hello.
Hi, mom. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, considering?
Oh, heck yeah. What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Becky Williams.
Becky. This is insanity, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You got to be... Well, what are you thinking about regarding your son this morning and what he did and the neighbor?
I'm extremely proud of him and grateful that, you know, he helped to get everybody out. I was at work and he called me hysterical and I could hear him saying, just jump. And I ran out of work and came home.
Oh, you heard him screaming, just jump.
Yeah. Yeah, because he threw his phone down at one of the neighbors that had already come out. That's and was like, talk to her.
Hey, help me out with this. Most 17-year-olds don't think this way. What is it about your son?
He's his own person, that's for sure.
Wow.
He's on the spot. I guess he makes some good decisions like that.
You think he saved some lives last night and a couple of dogs?
Yes. We lost our cats. We've lost four out of six. One's alive and one's missing. Mm. We don't know.
Gosh,
we don't know. We got one missing, but we had some loss. They also lost a couple cats and a couple birds, another apartment, and, you know, but we did what we could. You know, they did what they could, and just grateful they're all okay.
Let me talk to Fallon again, please.
Sure.
Hello?
So Fallon, you were yelling for people to jump.
Yeah, because they refused to jump. They wouldn't.
And did
they? Just kept saying, the kids just kept saying, take care of the dogs.
Wow. Did they eventually jump?
Mm-hmm.
You feel proud of pushing them like this?
I mean, as long as they don't get hurt, yeah.
So how did they hit the trampoline? Did someone broke their leg?
Say that again?
Someone broke their leg when they hit the trampoline the wrong way?
Yeah, it was their mother.
Wow. Hey, man, do you feel like you did something heroic? Because that's what folks are saying.
I mean, if they're saying it, I guess it is, but I don't feel heroic.
Good for you, man. Are you a football player?
Yeah.
Where at?
Bentworth High School.
Yeah, someone mentioned that. Good for you. Teamwork, man. Teamwork. You did it alone. You went solo, man. Fallon, congrats. So thankful you're here. You feel like you saved four lives and the lives of two dogs? Do you realize the magnitude of that at this point?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's all right, man. You did a hell of a job, and I appreciate you being the way you are. You're a great young man, and you're a great example to other young people. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, and I appreciate the kind words that you've said.
Love that story. Love that young man. Jump. It was in the break that I texted him, and I said, Fallon, how can we help you? And the young man said, I lost everything. I lost everything. Fallon, you there?
Yep.
So the fire, did it destroy everything in your house?
The water damage did it.
I see. And can you look around and ask your friends if they know how to set up a GoFundMe page?
I did, and I'm still waiting for a response from one of them.
Okay.
She should know how.
All right. And put your mom on real quick.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. How much did you lose here?
Everything.
Everything. What does that mean, ma'am?
Everything.
What does that mean?
Everything is all my clothes, my kids' clothes, the TVs, the entertainment centers, my everything, pictures, everything.
So in the middle of this madness, your son is saving dogs. He saved two kids. He saved two parents. He didn't even mention that you lost everything. Ma'am,
I know.
Right? He's just that kind of kid, right?
Yes, he is.
Do you have a place to stay?
We're figuring it out.
Do you have insurance?
I did have renter's insurance, yes.
I see. All right, so let's do two things. In the time you have, find someone to set up a GoFundMe, find out what you lost, and we're all in to help, okay?
Okay.
Thank you,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you.
Hang in there.
All right, thank you.
See, there's greatness in that. So that young man saved all those people with a trampoline. Could have just ran away. Never mentioned they lost everything. And I reached out in the break and said, you okay? He said, no, we lost everything. So it's why we're here. We got to find a way to help this young man. We got to find a way to make a difference. All right? Fallon O'Regan, 17 years old. Saved two adults, two children, two dogs, and lost everything. We got to help him. Don't we, folks? Don't we? I think we do. That's cool.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.